Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey, hope you're doing okay. Hope things are going all right for you. I'm glad you're here, No Longer Hopeless podcast. Hope you've had a good week, good month, good year even. I mean, here we are, middle of December now. But if you've not had a good week, good month, good year, 2023 has been horrid for you. Or by the time you're listening to this, insert any year that you're in. Listen, I'm still glad you're here because everyone deserves the chance to be no longer hopeless. And that's what we want to bring, is hope to you. This recording is during the middle of December 2023, so what's going on now is you hear Christmas is around the corner everywhere, lights and trees, and there's carols going on, and it got me thinking, this is such a great season and a time of hope. I wanted to share a little bit with you from a very famous, famous section of Scripture that we even have songs about this, and there's a lot of course, you'll see Christmas cards, or you'll see different people in the window may even put some of these phrases, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about it. And it's a simple, simple, but yet powerful moment in the Scripture. And a little bit of what's happening is that it's in the middle of, there's Israel at the time had kings, good kings, bad kings, and this is a time of not a very good king at all. And the prophet Isaiah was sent by the Lord to give a message saying, and I'm paraphrasing a lot, but basically saying, you need to change your ways. You need to return to me. You know, isn't that been pretty much the message of the Bible, the message of hope? Come to the Lord, return to him. Anyway, that's just a side note. So he is giving this incredible message of, you need to choose me. You need to go after me. This is your chance of salvation. And in the midst of this, of a lot of just dire message of returning, this incredible passage comes forth that I'm going to talk about. And this is one of the things the Lord had shown or shared with Isaiah, is that what God showed him was there's going to be that God already has a plan. He's had a plan from the very beginning. And his plan includes, it'll actually be a person that's going to be a ruler like no other ruler has ever been seen on earth. And he's going to be both born as human, but also he's going to be divine. Like we talked about a few podcasts ago, that Christmas is really about what? God came down. This one that God has planned is the government will be upon his shoulders. He will rule as a king. So here's the thing. The one that God has that is going to be the answer for you and me alike. It's Jesus. He is the wonderful counselor. You know, he comes with wisdom and purpose. He has a perfect plan. All you got to do is follow his plan. You know what his plan is? Go to God. Remember, what did they say? And I'm paraphrasing, but they said, what's the best? And they said, the number one commandment, love God. The second one that is just like it, love people, but not just partially. Do it with your whole heart, everything that you are. Love God, love people. And so an incredible thing is kind of looking at this, is this, you'll know this scripture as we get into it, or if not, I encourage you to go and learn it. It's really well, but I want to tell you a little quick, brief history about this. So in the summer of 1741, so not that long ago, maybe depending on when you're listening to this, the 1700s, you know, just a few couple centuries ago, there was a 56-year-old composer who was suffering from poor health following a stroke and was in considerable financial difficulty. He was at the lowest point of his musical career. He wanted to do something different than his previous works and had been reading much from the Bible. Yeah, the Bible that we spent the entire season one of this podcast talking about how much hope there is. This composer was captivated and captured by the scriptures, and he set to work writing music that matched the glory and the meaning of the scriptures that he was reading. 24 days later, George Frederick Handel finished Messiah. Now it's the most famous oratorio ever written. Now you may be thinking, what in the world's an oratorio? Well, it's not a word we use a lot, but I looked it up. Here you go. It is basically, it's this, a large musical composition for orchestra, choir, and soloist. So it's usually used to tell a story without costume, scenery, or dramatic action. So kind of go back to my thoughts here. So he wrote the most famous oratorio ever written. I'm sure if you haven't, it's around, easy enough to find, the majesty and triumph of the Hallelujah choruses. But did you know, like in the 12th song of this movement, he is focused on this scripture that I want to share with you in Isaiah. So I think that was pretty interesting. I did a little bit of research just about this one part, and I wanted to share that with you. But here's the simple fact. Here's the truth. It was true then, true now, true forevermore. You, me, our families, our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, coworkers even, we need to be rescued. We need a rescuer. We need someone who's willing and able to step in for us. Someone who knows the details of us, and you know what? Loves us anyway. Someone who can actually remove the sin and guilt from us. Someone strong enough to actually take what we deserve from a holy God, committed to change us from the inside out. Man, who is that? Well, it's an easy answer. But have you ever think about that? So it's amazing. This description of this incredible Savior is given by someone that is listed in the Bible, but and it's a prophet, and his name's Isaiah, but it was 700 years before what we know as the birth of Christ came. Amazing. So this was the truth that Isaiah brought forth, and I wanted to share this with you. So this is going on. We're going to look at Isaiah chapter 9. And there's a lot happening. Like I told you earlier, there's this king of Israel. He's not making good decisions. The prophet was sent to try to help motivate him. He's still not doing the best. Some big time judgments are starting to come down. But then something happens right in the midst of describing to the people what they can expect as a result of running from God, leaving God. All of a sudden, Isaiah has this incredible moment where he sees the future that God will bring. And even in the middle of all the gloom and darkness that's going on, this is a description that's so beautiful, it's actually just hard to even just grasp it. And yet it was put into music by Handel later on and down the road. And so listen to some of these incredible just comparisons. And we'll read the entire thing in just a moment. But instead of darkness and doom that was going on for Judah, we get to hear Isaiah say that the people walking in darkness will have seen a great light. A light has dawned on the living in the land of darkness. Instead of the fears of the struggle of the small nation, they're able to say, you have enlarged the nation and increased its joy. The people have rejoiced before you. And so there's so much hope in this. And so right in the middle of this, God's giving a judgment of what's happening to if you don't return to him, then this incredible gift comes forth. Light will come to darkness. Fears and futility, the bondage, the guilt will be taken away. Joy and God will overtake those who once resisted and rebelled against him. Complete victory over the enemy will come for people who deserve the worst from a perfect and holy God. Wow. So it's an incredible moment. But here's what I want you to know. This is about the world's best and the most amazing king, the greatest king that will ever be, the king to end all kings. He will have a kingdom that will never stop expanding. He will be everything that you need. He is the leader of leaders. He is the answer to every question. It's Jesus. That's what is going on. So I want to read this to you. I'm going to read it in two different versions because I think sometimes we can become so familiar that we miss it. I do want to read it in what's known as the Message. This is Isaiah 9, verses 1 through 7. Listen to this. Here we go. But there'll be no darkness for those who were in trouble. Earlier, he did bring the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali into disrepute, but the time is coming when he'll make the whole area glorious, the road along the sea, the country past the Jordan, international Galilee. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunburst of light. You repopulated the nation. You expanded its joy. Oh, they're so glad in your presence. Festival joy. The joy of a great celebration, sharing rich gifts and warm greetings. The abuse of oppressors and cruelty of tyrants. All the whips and clubs and curses is gone. Done away with, a deliverance as surprising and sudden as Gideon's old victory over Midian. The boots of all those invading troops, along with the shirts soaked with innocent blood, will be piled in a heap and burned. A fire that will burn for days. For a child has been born. For us. The gift of a son. For us. He'll take over the running of the world. His name will be Amazing. Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow and there'll be no limit to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put that kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going with fair dealing and right living. Beginning now to the lasting always, the zeal of God of the angel armies will do all of this. That's the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. Verses 1 through 7. That was the message. It's a little different. I wanted you to hear a fresh take, but I'm going to read a translation you're probably more familiar with during this beautiful time of the year. I want you to really focus on just hearing this and taking this great message of hope. It's such a powerful hope, and this is what it's all about. This is what the season is about right here. So here we go one more time. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. This is through the New American Standard Bible. Here we go. But there will be no more gloom for her who is in anguish. In earlier times, he treated the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali with contempt, but later on, he shall make it glorious. By the way of the sea, on the other side of Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence as with the gladness of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and their staff of their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor as at the battle of Midian, for every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us. A son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of Hosts will accomplish this. That's Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Wow, what an incredible message of hope. That was 700 years before Christ was born, before, remember, God came down. That's amazing. And then go back, and if you've never heard Handel's Messiah, I encourage you, go enjoy it. It's a powerful, powerful piece. But did you know he wrote that just 24 days, and he used the Bible as his inspiration? Incredible. So it is the time of year. The Prince of Peace is here. The birth and the reign. For unto us a child is born. A son will be given, and the government will rest on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of Hosts will accomplish this. Hey, thanks so much for listening. I hope that you found this encouraging. If you get a chance, please hit the like, share, subscribe, pass this on to others that you think need to be no longer hopeless. Thanks so much for tuning in, and let's see what happens next time. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.